We continue the shir on Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim Lesuda, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Lamed Hey. Rav Nosson Zal is in the middle of a discussion about Sfira Soimer related to Chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Before we begin, we dedicate the shir today to a Refuah Shleima for all those that need it. And just to remind all of us that are on this Chabura that we have incredible people with us. When I see these names, my soul soars. Each one that's joining this Chabura, learning Torah bekvias for an hour a day, and this level of Torah, where one page of this could be like 100 or 1,000 pages of another Sefer, it's very, very special. Today is Erev Sukkos, Tovshin Pei Aleph. Reb Chaim Vital mentions this day as being unique and special. He says it's a special time to distribute the tzedakas of Eretz Yisrael. I want to express gratitude to all those that have helped and are helping and will help and want to help. Shem should help that the mitzvah of tzedakah that Klal Yisrael does, especially related to a chag, which is one of the most important times of the year for tzedakah, should bring all the yeshuas that all of us need, baruch nias u'begashmias, for us, our families, our friends, and all of Klal Yisrael. Paragraph Lamed Hey, v'chol zeh hu tikun chet adam rishon. Everything we've been learning about so far in this halacha is all related to correcting the sin of adam rishon, shekol pegamoi hoyo b'achila, whereby his sin, the entire sin of Adam Rishon, was related to eating. V'achshov misaknen zois, and now we are involved in correcting this, batchila, by starting out, bebechinas v'yachalto es esef hasoder. The same way Adam Rishon started out, after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem said to him, now you're going to be confined to eating vegetables. Shehu meichel behema, which is referred to typically as meichel behema. Shegam bechinas meichel behema yizbarer, so that even the food that's on a lower level, that's referred to as meichel behema, we're involved in refining it. Al yedei shemamshichim hadas veheoras harotzoin gam l'shom, by the fact that we are drawing das and this great light called heoras harotzoin all the way down even into the vegetable by eating the karpas in the beginning of the Seder night of Pesach. And then after that, we're zoicha to human food, bechinas bezeya sapecha toicha lechem, as Hashem told Adam Arishan afterwards, that now you're gonna rise to a new level and you're gonna eat bread. And we start off the Seder night with karpas, with vegetable, and then in the middle of the Seder, we move on to matzah, holy bread. This is hinted to in the words of the Gemara in Psachim, where the Gemara says, when Hashem told Adam Arishon, from now on, you're going to eat the grass vegetation from the fields. Nizdaza, the Gemara says, Adam Arishon trembled. Omar, he said, Ani v'chamor be'evus echad? I and a donkey are going to eat from the same trough? I'm lowered to the level of a behema? Kevan shomar lo yakadosh baruch hu bezeyas apecha toich alechem. However, after that, when Hashem said to Adam Arishon, with sweat and toil, you will eat bread. Nisyashva daitoi. Adam Arishon, calm down. Hainu. Note the exact wording in the Gemara here. Hainu. Shaydeze biatzmoi shenizdaza. As a result of the fact that Adam Arishon trembled when Hashem said to him that you're going to eat vegetables, and Adam Arishon said that means me and a behema are the same, through that, through that, Adam Arishon was zocher, that Hashem promised that you will be privileged to eat human food. V'hakol ha'pianal. And this is all directly tied into what we learned previously from the Likutei Moran. Shafilu kishemacholo yadayim bebechinas meichel behema, that even when the person is on a low level, that the person's eating is classified as meichel behema, tzorech gamkein lahamshich al atzmoy hayira, Haboel ha'odam b'shasu achila. The person has to strive to draw upon himself that holy yira, that holy respect and awe for Hashem, which a person can receive at the time of eating. At sheyiske gam oz lehoras haratzon, so that by doing this, the person will be zecha to this incredible high-level light called he'oras haratzon, because we mentioned that this he'oras haratzon comes through yira, ritzon yireyav yaseh. Ad sheyishtoikek al kol ponim baratzon chazok liskois lamaych alodam, to the point where it'll arouse the person to yearn to be zeicha to eat human food, to be zeicha to get to the level of maych alodam. Va'oz, and then al yideze biatzmoi, through that yearning, through that yira, and through that hishtoikekus, that yearning, while the person's still on the level of maych al behema, through that itself, the person will be zoichet to Meichel Odom, to rise to a whole new level of Meichel Odom, kimoi Odom Arishon, just as occurred in the case of Odom Arishon. Shai dezeh she'omar lo Hashem Yisborach v'yochalto es esef hasodeh, that by the fact that Hashem said to him, you will eat vegetation, shehu Meichel Behema, which is classified as animal food, aydezeh nizdaza. The Gemara says this caused Adam Arishon to tremble. Out of all the words that the Gemara could have used, the response of Adam Arishon is described as nizdaza, trembling. What is trembling? Trembling is yira. Nizdaza daika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording in the Gemara, specifically nizdaza, which means shehimshich olav yira, that Adam Arishon drew upon himself this yira, this respect for Hashem, this respect and awe for Hashem. V'tzo'ak v'omar, and the Gemara says, Adam Rishon cried out and he said, ani v'chamor be'evus echad? Hainu, meaning, shani roitze u'mevakesh shetoitzieni mebechinas maichel behema. By crying out like this, Adam Rishon was pleading with Hashem, get me out of here, get me out of this. I don't want to be in the same class as maichel behema. Va'oz takef nisratzalo Hashem Yisborach, and the Gemara tells us there that immediately Hashem was appeased, nisratze, rotzoin. Va'omar lo, and Hashem said to Adam Rishon, okay, bezeya sapecho toicha lechem, we're going to switch the curse. Instead of vegetables, you're going to sweat and toil to eat bread. Shaydei zeya sapecho, through toil, this refers to putting in major effort in the study and fulfillment of Torah and serving Hashem. Shehu bechinas zeyas apecha. That's what's referred to in the pasuk there as zeyas apecha. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, v'reach apech katapuchim, that the smell of your nose is like apples. Shehem bechinas hayegiyos lehiskarev lahatzadik hamekorvoy l'Hashem Yisborach. What that's referring to is the struggle and the effort that a person puts into trying to come close to the tzaddik who's bringing him close to Hashem. Kama shekosu b'hatoyra tiku emuna, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this all the way at the end of chapter 5 in the second half of Likutei Moran, in paragraph 15. There, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the five senses, the sense of sight and smell and taste and touch. And Rabbeinu Zal shows there how each and every one of them play an important role in coming close to the tzaddik. And Rabbeinu Zal over there mentions that when he speaks about the sense of smell, that the Torah relates that to toil and struggle. Based on this pasuk, bezeya sapecha toicha lechem. The term zeya means sweat, apecha means nose, nostrils. But what it really is referring to is toil, struggle. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Rav Nosson Zal says here, that through the tremendous efforts that a person will put into trying to come close to the tzaddik who brings him close to Hashem, ayidei zeh toicha lechem. Through that, you will be elevated. You will come out of Behema and go to the state of Adam. Al-Yidei Zeh Toicha Lechem. You'll eat bread. She'tizke l'maychel Adam. Shehu Heora Sarotzlein Betachlis Ashleimus. You'll be zeicha to human food. And again, we mentioned yesterday that the word Adam is Ma. Ma is another term used for that Heora Sarotzlein, that light of Keser, that highest light. Shehu Heora Sarotzlein Betachlis Ashleimus. This refers to achieving this light of Heora Sarotzlein on the highest level. Paragraph Lamed Vav. And this is why the Arizal writes in his explanation of the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer, Shetzrichin lechavein bechol yoim levarer hashach mitzoitzin, that during every one of the 49 days of Yoimer, one of the kavanas that we're supposed to have is that we're trying to refine the 320 sparks that represent a certain judgment, a certain aspect of judgment from Hashem. The word din, dalid yud nun, is 64. And we know that there are 10 spheroids, and basically five of them represent chesed, five of them represent din. Five times din, five times 64 is bigimatria 320. And that's a number that's mentioned in many places in the Zohar Kodesh and Kisvei Arizal Sifrei Kabbalah as a number that's associated with the Midas Hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chamisha Gvurois, the five dinim. One of our close friends yesterday donated $320 for tzedakah for Yontif. Probably this is one of the things they had in mind, to refine these 320 sparks, Lahamshich mo nitzoitzois b'chol yoim. And the Arizal speaks about drawing 45 sparks every single day of the Sfira Soimer. She'oilim Odom, 45 is bigamatria Odom. Ad she'bishivas yemei ha'shavua yihye nishlam hashach nitzoitzim. So that at the end of 7 weeks, the person completes those 320 sparks, Shehem Sheva Pa'omim Odom, which is Bigimatria 7 times Odom, and it's also Bigimatria Shatu. That word Shatu that we mentioned several times now in previous Shurim, that's the word that the Torah uses when it speaks about the Jews spreading out to go search for the man. It says Shatu Ha'om Veloktu. The nation spread out to search. And we know that usually when it uses the word Ha'am, it's referring to the Erev Rav. It's referring to Dosan Vaviram, the Erev Rav, the people who didn't really have complete faith in Hashem, where the Gemara says that they had to go every single day, they had to search for the man in a different location. Those that had solid emunah and bitochen in Hashem, for them the man was delivered right on their doorstep every single day. Those that had less emunah had to travel a certain distance to get their package of man, but it appeared in the same location every day. Those that were completely lacking in emunah, they had to go searching for it every day. That's this term shatu, which the Zohar Kodesh also means shtus, silly, foolishness. Those people who don't believe in Hashem, they're attached to the sitrachra, which is called that ruach shtus. So here again, the Arizal says that shatu is bigimatria shatu v'hahei shel Hashem. The word shatu and the letter hey of Hashem's name yud kei vav kei, which represents malchus, din. That combination, 315 plus 5, is also 320. And it's these 320 units of din, of gvura, that we're trying to sweeten and correct during the Yemei HaSfira. The Arizal there has tremendous depth on Sfira Soimer. Now Rav Nosson Zal brings this down to us. Hainu ki yodua, it's known throughout Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, shekol avoidas ha'odom levarer hanitzoitzois hagdoishim shenoflu bein haklipois. That the work of mankind in this world, it's all about refining those holy sparks that fell into the tumah, into the klipois, as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas, and as a result of all subsequent sins, the haruach shtus, and also to refine and correct the ruach shtus, the spirit of silliness, al yedei avinoisav, which is caused by our sins. Ve'ikar ha'pegam shenofal mehadas mebchinas Odom lebchinas behema. The main damage that's caused when a person commits a sin is that they lose the respectable title of being an Odom, Das, and they fall into the category of Behema, lebechinas Ruach Shtus. That's one of the reasons why we bring a Behema as a sacrifice to atone for our sin, to tell me, that's me, I'm the Behema. Why am I bringing a Behema to the Beis Mikdash? Because I conducted myself like a Behema in committing a sin. Validei tikun hasfira zoichin letaher atzmenu miklipoisenu umitumosenu. And through the tikkun of the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer, in the prayer that we say afterwards, the Ribbono Shel Olam, we say there that we're performing this mitzvah in order to purify ourselves from all klipois, from all tumah, mikol haruach shtus shel havoinos, and from all the silliness that's associated with sins. The ho'ikar, and how is this especially being accomplished? Al yedei sheyoidim u'mechavnin al yedei atzadik emes. By the fact that we know and we focus on this fact through the true tzadikim, shegam shom beruach hashtus bi'atzmoi ne'elam Hashem yisborach. That even inside of the ruach shtus, Hashem is hidden over there. The Baal Shem Tov says that the word chet, ches, tes, aleph, sin, the word chet, the ches and tes are begematria toiv, and the aleph stands for Hashem. Hashem is called alufoi shaloilam, the master of the world, to show us that even inside the chet, there is a toiv, there is Hashem in there, because if not, it couldn't have come into being, it couldn't exist. Because in the sins, in the klipois, in the sitrachra, there are heavenly sparks that give that life, that give it life. And this is the main damage that's being caused by sins. The fact that as a result of our sin, we have lowered such holy sparks into such filthy places. And this is the main solution of the problem. This is the main rectification. When the person realizes and believes that there are holy sparks even in the sins, even in the tumah, even in the rishoim, shehem chiyus selakusi yisborach, which is divine energy, umedabek esatzmoy l'Hashem yisborach gam misham. And therefore, even after the person committed sins and he's surrounded by these sins, he's got all of these stains on his neshama, he still strives to attach himself, to connect himself to Hashem, even from there. Ad shenis oirer v'shov l'Hashem yisborach mikol mokim shehu, to the point where the person becomes inspired and the person does tshuva from wherever they're at, no matter how bad a place they're in. Ad shemalakeit umevarer b'chol yoim kamonitzoitzois, to the point where every single day of the tshuva process, every single day of Sfira Soimer, the person gathers up and refines some of those holy sparks, she'oilim odom, which are bigematria odom, she'hem sheva plomim odom, to add up to a total of 7 times odom, she'oilim shotu, which equals 315, ad she'mehapich b'china shotu b'china shtus, b'china shotu ha'om v'loktu b'shtusa, mehapich ha'koil b'china's odom, to the point where the person converts the shotu, the shtus, he converts all of that to Adam, which is Bechinas Das, Bechinas Rotzoin, Shehu Bechinas Ma, V'hakoil Al Yedei Hadas Shel Atzadik Emes. And how is what enables the person to do this? The knowledge and the teachings of the true tzaddik, Shemeir Belev Kol Echad V'Echad. The Tzaddik who shines into each and every one of our hearts. This message, Ki Adayin Hashem Imoy, that Hashem is still with you in the tumah, in the filth, in your sins. Hashem is still with you. The Ho'ikar. And one of the main ways that the Tzaddik teaches us this is Alidei Horimozim Hanal, is through the hints that the Tzaddik gives us. Ki I Efsher Levayer Zeh Hadas Baper B'Shleimus. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, it is impossible for the Tzaddik to really explain how this works completely. He cannot, and he's not allowed to, explain to us completely, completely exactly how this works. Kim alidei ramozim. Some of it has to be through hints. Shehin bechinas yodayim shebiyam achochma, which we learned earlier, are represented by the hands in the yam achochma, the hands which sometimes, through hand motions, a person gives over a certain message. Shemishom haparnosa. And that's also where Parnosa comes from the Yodayim Shebiyama Chochma, as Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this over there in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran. Shekol ze bechinas biror hanitzutzei sanal. All of this, the Parnosa and the Ramazim, all of this is part of the process of refining those sparks. Ki hatzadik meir beyodov uremozov lechol nitzoitz venitzoitz. The tzaddik, through his hands and through the hints that he gives, he conveys a message to each and every single one of those holy sparks to wake up and to come out of its yerida. Because the hints that the tzaddik gives, those are like sparks. Rav Nosson Zal compares this to a case where you have a mechitza, you have some kind of a barrier, some kind of a wall that has holes in it. And the person is looking through those holes and they're seeing fire, they're seeing sparks come up. They're seeing a light through those tiny holes. V'alkein, and therefore, hanitzoitzeis, these holy sparks, shehem nitzoitzei hadas, which are actually sparks of das, hane'elomim adayin besoy charuach shtus, which are still hidden and covered up by the silliness, by the foolishness, by the sins that the person committed, misoyrin, those holy sparks are awakened and activated Al yedei horemozim shel hatzadik, through the hints that the tzaddik gives to the people that he's teaching, shemisnoitzeitz bohem, whereby in those people becomes activated sheyizochru b'Hashem yisborach, that they should remind themselves, they should remember Hashem, v'yashuvu elav, and they should return to Hashem, ad shenislaktim, until these holy sparks get together. V'nasim b'chinas Adam, and they form the madrega of Adam. V'chein b'chol yoim mimei hasfira, and this is actually taking place throughout each and every single day of the sfira. And Rav Nosson Zal adds this now. V'hovein ma'oid ma'oid. Try to understand and absorb what we're saying here very, very well. La'uvda, to apply this. And to be able to draw real good advice from what we're saying here, so that you won't make mistakes, you won't come to mistakenly give up hope on yourself. It's and you'll be able to understand from the distance through the hints, so that you will never give up hope, you'll never give up on yourself whatsoever. The next paragraph is going to really bring it down much clearer. So let's do the next paragraph, please, and then we'll take questions. Paragraph Lamed Zayin. Ki zeh royim bachush. Rav Nosson Zal says, this we see in real life. Sheyesh b'nei Adam שרואים מהם כמה מיני שיגוין ממש. There are people who we see doing actual crazy things. שהוא רוח שטוס ממש, where it's clearly an act of silliness, stupidity, foolishness. ואף על פי כן, אינם משוגעים לגמרי. And yet, they're not totally crazy. They're not qualified to register into a mental hospital, a mental institution yet. וכל זה נמשך מניצוצי הדעס שיש בהם, and all of this comes from the sparks of דעס that they still have inside of them, שמבינים שלא יוצאים מהדעס לגמרי, which gives them the ability to realize not to go completely nuts. אבל, however, כשאחד פוגם בדעתו הרבה, when a person messes up his das in a big way by committing many sins, ונמשך אחר השיגוין והרוח שלוי, and the person allows themselves to be drawn to follow their craziness, their insanity, their stupidity, אזי נעשה משוגע ממש. Then the person becomes a real, complete crazy person. וזה ידוע. And this is a known fact. שכל אחד, כפי אבינויסוב, הוא משוגע. That every single Jew, based on the sins that they commit, the person's crazy, the person's nuts. כי בעל עבירה הוא משוגע. A person who does a sin is crazy. כמו שכוסו בתחילת הספר ליקוטי מרן, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran, right in the beginning, Ayin Shom, Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara in Sota that says, ki ein odom oivra avera, elem kein nichnas boi ruach shtus, that a person does not commit a sin unless a spirit of foolishness, silliness, entered into them. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there that the Yetzer Hara wants to make a person meshuga mamish. That's the wording Rabbeinu Zal uses. He wants to make us really, really crazy. וכפי ריבוי הוויינוס שנמצאים בהרבה בני אדם, כידוע, and based on the many sins, unfortunately, that are found by many people, as is known, הירוי שיהיו נעשים כולם משוגעי ממש. It would seem fitting and logical that these people should really go totally crazy, and we should have to put all of them mamish into a mental hospital. Ach Hashem Yisborach merachim al habriyos. However, Hashem has pity on us. Umekayim daitom. Hashem allows them to retain a little bit of their sanity. Shelo yetsu midaitom legamri. They shouldn't lose it completely. Al yidei bechina hanal, through this, meaning, dahainu, al yidei bechina hanal, dahainu, al yidei shadayin nishar reshima bedaitum, she nimshach meharamosim hanal, mehanitzoytzes hanal, meaning, that even though they've committed many sins, and they've put a lot of insanity into their heads, they still retain some of the imprint of the ramosim, of the holy sparks. And that gives them the ability to know not to go totally off the wall. So they'll be grabbed, the police will pick them up and put them into a mental institution. Rav Nosson Zal is using pretty strong wording because he's telling it like it is. This is what they call in French reality check. This is the real reality being spelled out perfectly clear for all of us. כי מי שנכשל ונופל להרוע שטוס, because a person who has unfortunately stumbled and fallen into this silliness, he or she have become a victim to the Yetzer Hara, יש לו ידיין בחירה. The person still has free choice. כמו שאמר אדמור זל לאחד, as Rabbeinu Zal once said to an individual, שהוא זל ביעצמו יאמר לו, רבינו זל himself said to the person, שיש לו שיגוין, that he has an insanity. ואחר כך אמר לו, and afterwards Hashem said to this person, אם אתה רוצה, אין אתה משוגע. If you want, you're not crazy, you're not nuts. This is found in Sichos Soran, in Rabbi Nachman's Wisdom, paragraph 67, this discussion. And Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'chovein ze ma'oid." listen very carefully, pay very close attention to what we just said here. Because there are certain people, kigam hamishuga mamish, because even a person who's totally nuts, kishemakin oisoy heitev, if when we beat that person up, when that person gets a real good beating, muchrach lahashlich hashigoyim, the person is forced to throw away, to let go of some of their craziness, machmas yira, out of fear, because they don't want to get punched in the face and kicked and punched and beaten to bits again. And from all of this that we're speaking here, a person who wants to really have pity on themselves, that person can try to push themselves with the little bit of das that they still have, shenishar lo yadayim, which they still have, al haruach shtus v'shigoyim, to overcome the silliness and the craziness, hamizgaber ola b'chol pam, with which the Yetzirah is attacking the person all the time. V'hakoil b'koyach hatzadik ho'emes, hamerames loy remozim, and all of this is dependent on the power of the true tzaddik, who hints to the person all the time, who gives the person messages directly, indirectly, umeir boy hadas beferish, and sometimes the tzaddik spells it out very clearly, uberemes, and sometimes in hints, bedarke eitzois toivois vaamukois utminios, through all kinds of incredible advice, deep advice and wholesome advice. Ashrei sheyoches boy, blessed, fortunate is the person who will attach himself to this tzaddik, to his advice. Rav Nosson Zal keeps mentioning this and repeating this to make it perfectly clear that a person who's going to read Likutei Halachos and say, oh, now I got it. I got the secret. Now I can take care of, I can handle this myself. Rav Nosson Zal says, don't be silly. Don't be silly. Like, unfortunately, those Jews who don't yet know about and don't yet accept the concept of tzaddik. Rav Nosson Zal keeps emphasizing, you need the help of the tzaddik. You need the sforim of the tzaddik. You need the tzaddik. You need the students of the tzaddik in order to get this right. Because if you're going to try to do it by yourself without the tzaddik, or with 30% of the tzaddik, or 50% of the tzaddik, you're going to get comparable results, maybe. V'chol ze merumas besoid kavonas hasfira. And all of this is hinted to in the secret intentions, the Kabbalistic intentions that we're supposed to have during Sfira Soimer. Sheho ikar tachlis hakavonahu, the most important intention that we're supposed to have when performing that mitzvah is, letaher atzmenu mizu hamusenu, to purify ourselves from the 49 layers of filth that we took upon ourselves during the time we were in Egypt. Me haruach shtus, from the silliness. Shehakol hu al pi kol hanal. And all of this is based on everything we've been learning so far in this halacha. V'hovein, now Rav Nosson Zal adds these words that he doesn't add that often. This kind of comment is sprinkled in a few places of Likutei Halachos. V'hovein heitev letoivas atzmecho lo netzach. Listen carefully and understand very well what we're saying here for your eternal success. Shetiske lahamshich olecho horachmonas ha'amiti shel hamanik ho'emes, so that you should be zeuch to draw upon yourself the true kindness of the true leader of Klal Yisrael, the true tzaddik, ha'oisek l'rachim olecho be'emes, who's involved in really, really having pity on you and trying to help you. Avol ato sorech lahamshich olecho rachmonusoi. However, you have to be willing. You have to put your hand out. You have to show some willingness, some desire to connect. Ki im ato loy terachem olecha, because if you're not going to have pity on yourself, mi yachmol olecha, who's going to have pity on you? Ukvar hoidia lanu meirochoik oitzem moitzem rachmanusoi. And the tzaddik has already enlightened us and informed us from the distance about how huge his rachmanus is. We've seen a little bit about who Moshe Rabbeinu is and how far he was willing to go to defend us and to help us and all the other tzaddikim. At shebekoichoi hagodol yesh lecha koyach lerachim olecha. So that with the great power of the tzaddik, you have the ability to have rachmanis on yourself, to take pity on yourself. V'hovein ma'oid ma'oid. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand this very, very well, because he's making it perfectly clear that all of us are going to go through ups and downs. And sometimes the downs are very severe. And sometimes it might not be us, it might be one of our children, or one of our brothers or sisters, or a neighbor, or whoever it is. And if a person has this knowledge, and if a person will apply this correctly, there's very, very little that they cannot fix, that they cannot improve. Any questions, please?
Can Rav Nosson please just talk about practical ways to actually cultivate self-compassion? Because, you know, we grew up, everything is very harsh and quick and judgments and v'chule and all the internal voices, etc. How do we actually make this real? So, because on the one hand, I kind of feel if there's too much, call it softness, self-acceptance, self-compassion, then you just become a couch potato, I guess. I don't know. There's no motivation. So how do we actually get the balance right?
One is learning Torah and seeing carefully in the Torah how big Hashem's kindness is and how big the tzaddikim's kindness is and how we qualify a tzaddik based on his level of rachmanis. The Zohar Kodesh compares Noach HaTzadik and Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Zohar Kodesh rates them. The Zohar Kodesh says Noach is called Ish Tzadik Tomim Hoyo B'doi Roysov Esor Lekim Eshalech Noach. Wow, that's huge, that's gigantic. And this huge tzaddik, the Torah says that the flood which destroyed almost the entire world is credited to him. It's called Noah's flood. Kimei Noach Zoisli, because Hashem said, I gave you 120 years advance notice for two reasons. Reason number one is to give you an opportunity to try to get the people to be Chozer B'tshuva. Reason number two was to pray for them. You didn't complete your mission. You didn't do it 100%. It's on your head. It's your flood, not mine. And the Zohar Kodesh says, Noach realized this. And that's why as soon as he came out of the ark, he brought karbonos, karbon oilos. He apologized and Hashem accepted his apology. Now, who we talk? We're talking about Rishonim, bad people here. Isn't it a great thing when Rishonim get wiped out? The answer is not really. It's not our first choice at all whatsoever. We just said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Hashem doesn't want the dead guy to die. What does that mean? That's double talk. Hashem doesn't want the Rasha to die. He wants him to live. Hashem wants him to do tshuva. That's what Hashem really wants. There's a pasuk, Gam enosh latzadik loitoiv. It is not good when a tzaddik has to punish somebody. It's much better when the tzaddik can repair, the tzaddik can have rachmonis on the person and bring him back. Avram Avinu hears about Sedoim and Amora. It's like Manhattan and I don't know what other place, you know, the comparable places to what we have today, Sin City, Manhattan and Las Vegas. And Avram Avinu hears that Hashem wants to destroy them and he's supposed to ask Hashem, how can I help you? Can I light the match? And instead, he goes to bat, pleading, begging Hashem, maybe what if there's a couple at tzaddikim? Would you still? No, I wouldn't destroy. I will save millions of people as long as there's a couple at tzaddikim there. And Avraham Avinu negotiates and negotiates and negotiates until he's afraid if he crosses the next line, Hashem will throw him into the fire, chas v'shalom. The Gemara says, tofasta maruba loy tofasta. So he stops. But he tried. Then we go to Moshe Rabbeinu, who Hashem says, get out of my way, let me destroy them, and I'll bring a new nation from you. And Moshe Rabbeinu hears, get out of my way, and he says, ooh, now I get it. Hashem is hinting to me that I can stop, I can block him. Oh, just for that, I ain't leaving, no matter what. And he negotiates and wins every single time. Egel Azov, he wins. Maratlim, he wins time and time again. So we see Hashem's racha, and Hashem teaches Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of kindness, rachmim, rachmim, rachmim. That's why that chapter in Likutim Ram begins with the words, ki merachamim yenahagim. That in order to be a leader in Klal Yisrael, whether it be a leader of the nation, whether it be a leader of a family or a city or a shul, you have to have rachmanis, you have to have the mid of rachmanis. But again, like you said, a person has to learn a lot of Torah to know that you can kill with kindness also, that the kindness has to be tempered sometimes with din, with tzimtzum. And a person needs to learn a lot of Torah to be able to know, to absorb this. And a person needs shimush chachamim. A person needs to watch the tzaddikim, to watch how they act. We know that that's one of the most important of the 48 ways that a person acquires this knowledge, by being close to tzaddikim, close to talmidei chachamim, and watching them in action. And then number three, tefillah, harbei, harbei tefillah. That they say, the students of Rav Nosson Zal said that they watched him when he was davening Shmoin Esrei. They wanted to see if they could catch, like, where does he put the most energy into? And they saw that it was the first bracha, for das, ato chaimein liodam das umanlamed leno ishbino chaneinu meitcha chachma bino vadas. Hashem, we need so much das in this world. We got a Yetzirah who's marketing billions of papers of ruach shtus. He's got every flavor, strawberry, chocolate, mint, not 336 flavors, 360 billion flavors of craziness that he's flooding the world with. Hashem, save me from that. Let me be zeichet to das, to the das of the Torah, to the das of the tzaddikim amitiyim. This is some of what a person needs. Chapter 4 in the second half of Likutim Ram, where Rabbeinu Zalveir speaks about tzedakah, charity. And he says that in order for a person to give charity properly, the person has to break the achzorius inside of them, the meanness, the ugliness inside of themselves. And that's when it's real charity. He writes there because that certain people whom it comes natural to them, it comes easy to them to write a check for $100 or $500. For that person, the $100 or the $500 doesn't make the same boom as when that person writes a check for $1,000 or $10,000, where the person has to break the achzorius inside of themselves. So Reb Nachman Chirin asks on that Torah, one second, who are we talking about here? We're talking about Jews. There's no such thing as achzorius in Jew. There's no such thing. The Gemara says you define a Jew by shonim, rachmonim, and goyim lechasodim. The Jews by nature are shy. They are rachmonim. They're naturally kind and goyim lechasodim. So what is Rabbeinu Zal talking about here? Rav Nachman Shirin says, I'll tell you what, I'll explain it to you. You're right. Jews are naturally kind. They're very kind. But what the Yetzirah does is he turns that kindness inside. Of course I want to be kind. I want to be kind to me, myself, and I. I want to treat myself. I owe it to myself to have a Rolls Royce. I owe it to myself to have the biggest house, the best suit, et cetera, et cetera. Or my kids, I mean, I'm not selfish, chas v'shalom, nothing to do with, it's not about me, my family. And through this rachmonis, the person channels all the rachmonis to themselves and their immediate family, and there's nothing left for the poor people, for the other people. That's why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Yehi beischa pasuach l'ravacha, your house should be open wide, like the house of Avram Avinu, forget to welcome people. And the poor people should be members of your household. There's several ways to define that. The poor people, number one, to make the poor people, when they come to the house, treat them like family. Treat them mamash like family, special. Like my own kids, that kind of thing. That's one interpretation. And another interpretation is, the members of your household, your family members, should be poor. Meaning, if you have to take away from them, if instead of giving $500 to my son, I'll give him $300, said $200 is left for the poor people, that's breaking this achzorius, this wrong type of rachmonis, a misdirected rachmonis. There is a concept of charity begins at home, no question about it, that a person has a first responsibility towards family, towards relatives, but there's the inyan of supporting talmidei chachamim, tzaddikim, tzedakah to the tzaddik, which has a very, very important place. And again, there, these are some of the examples of how the Torah teaches us how to define rachmonis, how and what and when and who. Again, there are parents who go out and buy their teenagers, their 16-year-old kid, he gets a license and they buy him a Ferrari. I don't even know the name. It could be Ferraris from 1,000 years ago. Today, there's newer cars. A car that costs $300,000, not $500,000, because they love the kid, right? And they murder that. They massacre that kid with kindness because the kid doesn't know the value of money and the kid doesn't know what it is to earn something. And most of those kids, unfortunately, end up on drugs or dead or in who knows, in Tibet, you know, other great places, because they were given the wrong type of kindness, chas v'shalom.
Thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure. Any other questions, please? I'm sorry if we get a little bit excited when it comes to these things. It's because this is life. This is so important. And we're living in a world and we're living in times that are so difficult and so dangerous. You know, the Torah speaks about Hastora Shebetoy Hastora. 2 days ago, the United States of America, the leaders of the free world, are getting ready for elections now to elect the top person out of the 300 or 400 million people in the United States of America today. We're going to choose the one who's qualified to lead all of these 300 or 400 million people. And these two face off. They have a debate. Baruch Hashem, I did not have the misfortune of watching it, of seeing it, but I heard that in the history of the United States of America, they never saw anything as ugly as this. How these two people acted in public towards each other. A friend of mine mentioned it. This is the level of insanity that we are living in today. So therefore, let's look at what we just learned and let's plead and beg Hashem, Hashem, please, don't let me become crazy like these people. Help me be zechut to attach myself to the Torah, to the tzaddikim, to be sane in a world of complete insanity. Rabbeinu Zal told a moshel about a country in which the king had stargazers and they were able to look into the future. And they reported to the king that they can see into the future that this coming year, the crops of grain are going to be damaged. There are not going to be any grains, no wheat, barley, rye, oats, spelt, all of this. The country is going to be completely devoid of grain. So what? Let them eat chocolate. Let them eat ice cream. No. Grain is brain food. And if they're not going to have grain, it means the people are going to be crazy. They're not going to be, the level of intellect is going to drop in a big way. So the king gets together with his advisors and they're thinking, how are we going to deal with this? So one of his smart advisors says, I got a great idea. You're the king. You're in control. Let's gather up thousands and thousands of tons of grain, at least for ourselves, for the palace and the people in the palace, the ministers, us and our families, that we'll have grain, so we won't be nuts, we won't be crazy. But then somebody else spoke up and said, no, that's not going to work. Because if everybody else is zigging and we zag, then we're going to be the nuts. If everybody else is crazy and we're normal, then it's like the guy who goes to the zoo and he's looking into the cage with the monkeys and he's watching the different motions of the monkeys and he starts copying them. He starts making even funnier motions than the monkeys. And then one of the kids hears the monkeys, one of the monkeys talking to the guy and said, did you see the monkey out there? You see the ape out there? So the advisor said that's not going to do it for us. Then they'll put us in the crazy house. So this advisor said, I have a good idea. We're going to write on our foreheads, we're going to make an X or some kind of symbol on our foreheads, which will remind us, it'll make us aware that we're nuts, that we're crazy. It'll remind us that there isn't a crop, we didn't have wheat this year, and therefore we're not thinking fully, we're not playing with a full deck. And therefore, with that knowledge alone, that's going to put us way ahead of everybody else. If a person knows that they're crazy, then that can save them a lot of craziness. that can prevent them, help them avoid a lot of insanity. Rabbi Nizal told this mashal to his Talmidim 200 years ago, and he's telling it to us today, to know where we are. We're in an Olam HaSheker. We're in a world of insanity, a lot of craziness. The Yetzer is very powerful, very prevalent. And within all of this insanity, we have to try to remain sane, to retain the little bit of sanity we still have, and to try to add to it every day by learning more Torah, by coming closer to the true tzaddikim, who are the rare individuals who have das, who have real das and shleimus das. Any questions?
I feel I need to hear this not once a day, Rav Nosson, not once a week, but every 5 minutes.
Me too. There's a pasuk which we say on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which Rav Nosson Zal brings many times. Ki mi de dabri boy, zocher eskerenu oid. The more we talk about certain things, the better we'll remember it. This is why it's so important to speak words of Torah. It, like Rabbi Nizal writes in this chapter, we could remind that every Jew has a responsibility to speak to their fellow Jews about Yira Shamayim. I was learning yesterday, less than 24 hours ago, I had the privilege of learning with one of my grandsons on the phone. He lives in Ramat Beit Shemesh. He's going to be 17 years old in a month. He was born in Eretz Yisrael, and he's been learning in yeshivas from when he's 3-4 years old. And we were learning a chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 21, where Rabbeinu Zal touches on the topic, the word Yira Shamayim. And my grandson asked me, Zaidi, what is Yira Shamayim? The person would say, you grew up in a frum family. You're learning in yeshiva. You don't know what Yira Shamayim is? The answer is that people can learn Chumash, Gemara, and they can even learn Sifrei Musar. And if it's not being taught properly, and if it's not the Sforum of the Tzadikim Amitiyim, it's very hard to get a clear understanding of what these concepts are. What is Yira Shamayim? What is Das? What it's really all about? And these Sforum that we're learning, this Sefer especially, is the encyclopedia of Yira Shamayim, of Yiddishkeit. It's Yiddishkeit at its best, really at its best. We should be Zeicha. Now, somebody pointed out, could we relate everything we're saying here to looking for the good inside of yourself? The answer is, of course. This because without that, unless a person is able to see good, when a person judges themselves or anyone else as being completely bad, then there's yush, then you give up, then there's nothing to do. In order to have something to work with, you must be able to see in yourself some good. You must be able to see in others some good. No question about it. In terms of Chalamoyed, if it's okay, I hope with Hashem's help that we'll try to continue the shir. Now, for those that are in Chutzlar, it's Sunday is Yom Tov. So again, a question, do we continue on Sunday? Do we continue on Monday? I hope we'll continue on Sunday. The shir is being recorded and it will be sent to Mirz Hashem, to all those that participate. And I hope we'll start the shir at 9:30 a.m. Eretz Yisrael time, Mirz Hashem.
Thank you very, very much, Rav Nosson.
Get your Dalet Minim ready. The Dalet Minim represent all four categories of Jews. Sukkos is about inclusive, including everybody. And the Sukkah itself, we invite the Yushpia, we invite guests. And the Satan is fighting this. No guests, no people. We should be zeichet to tshuva shalema, to be able to include everyone. All the countries will be healed completely in Mitzvah Shem. With the coming of Moshiach, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Merav Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rav Nosson. Good Erev Shabbos, good Erev Yom Tov.
Maybe one more thing. Again, can you say how the person brings the Yiddish Shemayim himself in the middle of the Suda, what he's eating?
By thinking about Hashem, thinking about where this, I made a Baruch at Hashem Kenem Elchem, whose food am I eating? The Gemara makes a statement, man de'ochel de'lav delay. A person who eats what's not theirs is ashamed, embarrassed to look into the face of the one who gave it to them. That busha is a holy busha. That the word bereshis is yore boishes. It's a yira and busha that go together, which is a good thing. By feeling this shame in it, who this not, person's a big shot. My food, my meal. Then he doesn't feel the yira. The person knows not, there is no my. Everything, this house, this table, every spoon of food belongs to Hashem. I'm eating Hashem's food. So he sits in front of Hashem with Yirah Digdusha. And he doesn't eat like a behemoth. He eats like an Adam, like a real Adam. By learning Divrei Torah at the meal, by speaking Divrei Torah at the meal, by singing Zmiris at the meal, on Shabbos and Yontif especially, all of these things will add to the Yirah Shemayim, to the Yirah Digdusha.
Go ahead.
All the best.
Shabbos, Yom Tov, Lekulam. Shkoyach Harav. Beautiful.